Luke Stone from Pedal Hopper. He's here to talk about this bicycle contraption you may have seen somewhere around downtown Denver. Hey, good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show.
This is the kind of vehicle where when you see it, you just have a thousand questions. It's new to many of us here, but the concept of a large capacity bicycle that holds, what, up to 16 people is somewhat new to us. It goes back a few years, though, I guess.
Correct. They actually originated in Europe, and they've been doing this over there for about over 20 years. And I believe it started off with a bet with two Dutch guys that one of the Dutch guys was like, hey, let's see who can build a 10 to 16 person party bike that is all propelled by its riders. And so they did that, and they've been riding over there for about 20 years, and they are actually able to sell beer off of their bikes. That's why they're known as bar cycles. Unfortunately, over here in the States, most of these cities that have these don't allow alcohol on board, which is totally fine. You don't really need alcohol to have a great time. But they've been doing that over in Europe for quite some time now.
Plus, where you're going, your destination is usually...
Destinations have tended to be on the bar side.
Right.
Although, restaurants are popular stops, and we've had active senior groups run us out and stop down at the baseball game and coffee shop and, you name it.
Luke Stone runs Pedal Hopper, the website pedalhopper.com. Now, describe this contraption. You said 16 people, they sit sort of facing each other, and the gears are what, in some sort of configuration where does everybody have to pedal to move it?
There are 10 pedaled seats, and there's 6 non-pedaled seats. There are
slackers,
freeloaders, non-pedaled seats for the slackers.
All right, Steve, I got one reserved for you, man.
But it's set up that the pedalers actually face each other, and the chains wrap around two separate drive shafts that all contribute to the same gears that make the bike move.
Okay, so you need a minimum number of people to get it to move.
Yes, actually, we store it in a garage, and we have to push it out about a half block to where our riders meet. And you can actually pedal it with one person on totally flat, but it's not very fun, and it's very tiresome. But we've had as little as, groups that some of their friends, bail on them. They've showed up with as little as 8 people, and we've made it out with 8 before.
And Denver's not flat.
Denver's not so flat. Some of our routes are a little hillier than others. One of our route is very flat, and it's just kind of subject to if you're used to biking around or not. And it's actually not that much work with all your friends helping to pedal.
And there's a pilot, a captain, someone that steers?
Correct. We call them pilots, and they steer and brake the thing while our riders can relax and have fun.
We're talking with Luke Stone from Pedal Hopper. This is the 16-person party bike you've seen in lower downtown Denver. What are there other rules? You said you don't have that mobile liquor license taped onto the front of the...
not quite yet. That's something we're working on at a city level that could take a very long time.
Yeah, sure.
Or might not even ever happen. But
right. Other rules?
Yes, there are rules, actually. First rule, don't get off the bike while it's moving. Second rule, don't be too publicly intoxicated or we will ask you to walk to the next destination.
Okay.
Usually the groups are pretty tame when they show up. It's all private parties and they know each other. And that they know that, if they do act up, they, could be asked to leave nicely.
Yeah. Right.
Can you see it coming, though? I mean, if you've got a group that you have to ask for their IDs...
The 21st birthday parties where they show up a little tipsy. Those are the ones we're most concerned about.
For a bad start.
19 times out of 20, it's smooth sailing.
Good.
How about a jazz tour? Just thinking. We started Dazzle down there at 9th and Lincoln, and then we roll up to, Jazz at Jack's on the 16th Street Mall, and we end up at the Peck.
I love that idea, and I love that route. Susan mentioned that earlier, and I think that's definitely going to happen. As far as starting down at Dazzle, we don't travel on Lincoln.
Yeah.
Due to obvious reasons.
No.
Traffic.
Heavy traffic.
Yeah. We operate where traffic can get by us safely. Mm-hmm. And, there's no double lines where we have to cross over. And
how fast does it go?
We go a comfortable cruising speed of 5 to 8 miles an hour.
I get it now.
Yeah. Have you ever come across the horse carriage and you go, who's faster? Just kind of curious.
We actually yell ramming speed when we see them, and we ram into them furiously.
I see. Okay.
A little competition in Denver between the horse carriages and the party bike.
My money's on the horse, though. We know the horse could run if he has to.
It's called Pedal Hopper, the website, pedalhopper.com. Luke, you've got a couple operations in other towns as well.
Yeah, I've got one in Kansas City, and then my partner and I have a bike here. Actually, we have 6 here in Denver, and then we put one up in Salt Lake 2 years ago.
Pedalhopper.com, Luke Stone. He plays drums and he pilots this party bike here in Denver. You might check it out. Looks like a lot of fun. Thanks for answering our questions and pedal on.
My pleasure, Steve.